Welcome to today's episode. Do you spend a lot of time online in your browsers, looking for tabs, reviewing your tabs, losing your tabs, opening more tabs, and not wanting to close tabs in case you lose something? This is becoming a hidden issue for many business owners and leaders. You're not alone. Today, we're going to put a few things in place just to reduce that frustration you experience when you're sorting through all your open windows and browser tabs. Now, you may be super organized and have all your ducks in a row. If you are, then I bow down to your greatness. Me, in the past, I couldn't find my ducks, had hundreds of rows, and found out I had a zoo and not a pond. Hilarious. So if you have multiple tabs open on your browser and spend way more time than you want to, today's episode might be the answer to your prayers. There's a simple way to sort all this out and keep your tabs open, but have them organized. So today's session is guaranteed to bring you ease and grace, save you time, and reduce the dance we do daily with our browser tabs. Get yourself comfy as we dive into today's quick win. Let's do it. Are you ready to work less, stress less, and make more money? I bet you're tired of working really hard, putting in crazy hours, and still not getting the results you know you deserve. How about we swap constant overwhelm for ease and grace and take your business to the next level? Imagine having absolute certainty with every decision you make. There's a way you can achieve it all without losing yourself. I'm Deb Field, quick win coach, business boss, and keep it simple CEO. I've been successfully taking small, medium, and large businesses to the next level for decades. Want to learn how? Go grab your favorite cuppa. I'm about to share powerful quick wins you can apply today. Let's create business magic with your heart at the center of everything you do. These days, we do most of our business and life admin online, right? And as a business leader, a lot of that time's focused on driving sales, connecting with your customers, communicating with your suppliers, not to mention the research you're doing, the online bill paying, banking, marketing, shopping, exploring, etc. All online is pretty full on, right? Well, to most of us, this means a huge amount of open tabs that we look at regularly and don't want to close. Now, I know I didn't want to close them. I hope you're with me on this, and I'm not the only person hanging out to dry here. Sure, we can use bookmarks and favorites, but these don't solve the problem. We love our tabs, I know I do, and we don't want to close them. Instead, we're going to sort out these tabs once and for all, allowing you to keep them open, yay, access what you need when you need it, and importantly, simplify your online view. I've got you covered today. Let's remove the visual clutter, the online chaos, and the resulting overwhelm. Before we get into some easy-to-apply solutions, you'll be happy to know you and I are not alone in this issue. A recent study by Aalto University surveyed over 400 people and found approximately 57% saw their online tab clutter as an issue. 18% didn't see a problem at all. I don't even think they have computers, honestly. While 25% ranked their browsing clutter as a serious problem. They referred to the extreme clutter as digital or tab hoarding. By the way, my hands up, I've definitely got this t-shirt. God, in fact, I've got a wardrobe full. Another study by Carnegie Mellon University found around 25% of participants experienced browsers or computers crashing due to excessive tabs being open. Yes, I have this t-shirt too. The paper revealed a psychological attachment to open tabs. Users find it a challenge to close them despite feeling overwhelmed or even ashamed by the volume. Yep, this is definitely a thing. So I can totally relate to this. And it's embarrassing to say that a while back I had so many tabs open, I was in such a mess, I couldn't find what I wanted, and I ended up opening duplicate tabs everywhere. Not only that, I had multiple windows open with multiple versions of the same tabs, and the busier I got, the worse it got. I was in a hot mess, and I didn't have the courage to close it all up because I didn't want to lose the URLs I'd found. Is this you too? Like, do we all do this or is it just me? Anyway, I'm still going to share this fantastic way of sorting it out. Overall, I had 7 Chrome windows open. Yes, I know, that's fairly atrocious. And if I needed to do some research, I'd actually open a new window because I couldn't trust I wouldn't lose the tabs in my current window. Oh, gosh, even as I'm telling you this, I'm like, oh my goodness. Yep, tab hoarding was my game and I was winning big time. I'm embarrassed to say that at its worst, I had 176 tabs in one window, 142 in another, and between 30 and 70 in all the others. That's a lot, hey. As I say this, I realise what a serious mess I was in and how debilitating it was. It's kind of funny, not funny. I was wasting so much time looking for important information, and I was also like completely overwhelmed by it. Sometimes I didn't even want to open up my windows. And if I couldn't find anything, I would open more windows or tabs. I was creating a compounding issue and it was a nightmare. Hi, I'm Deb Field and I'm a tab hoarder. Do you think they'll have meetings for this soon? Anyway, at the time all this was getting crazy, I was starting a law degree, running a business, working with clients and running a household. I finally reached a point of enough is enough. So I took a deep breath and created a really simple solution. The truth is I had to. Here's what I did. Firstly, I decided to have one Chrome window for each hat I wore. In other words, if I was being Deb Business Deb, I'd have a window for that. If I was being Law Degree Study Deb, I'd have a window for that. And all the rest went under a Life Admin window. So I had 3. I found this to be really helpful. It was a simple step which organized my brain and provided relief immediately. Gave me a place to go when I was working on each of these focuses. Next, I explored the use of groups. I love groups. Love, 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 love groups. Am I the last person to this party? Because groups rock. Groups are a function within most, if not all, browser applications. If you don't know about them, hang on to your hat. This will change everything. Groups enable you to place all your like tabs in one place and then collapse them out of sight. Now, this was a game changer for me. My windows started to look very organized, a bit fancy, in fact. My law degree window had groups relevant to my law degree, such as Law 157, assignments, research, reading, etc. My business window had groups relevant to my business, such as website, data, social, KPIs, podcasts, training, clients, etc. My life admin window had groups such as shopping, socials, banking, reading, news, travel, etc. And what's fantastic is they're all coloured at the top, so your eyes get trained to what to open and it sort of expands the group and then what to close and collapse. It's such a great thing. Now, in each window, I would ensure all the groups were collapsed when I finished working there, and there were no disparate or orphan tabs open. I would either close them, put them in existing groups, or create a group if necessary. It's like tidying your desk and putting things you no longer need in the bin. And I've found that when I finish with a group of tabs, I just delete the group. I don't have to go and do that extra work of each tab. If I'm finished, you know, shopping for a certain thing, I just shut that tab down. It's so cool. So for those tabs you rarely need to access, I recommend you add them to your favorites or your bookmarks. The less you have open, the better your system will run. By the way, this approach works on both Mac and PC operating systems. Yay! I mean, we need it to work everywhere, right? So I recommend you go and have a look at the different browsers that you use and the operating system and work out how groups work. Really important that you get this one sorted. Now, to get to this end state where you've got a certain amount of windows open for the hats that you wear and you've got your groups set up in there with your tabs assigned, this is how I did it. I sat down with a glass of my favourite buttery Chardonnay while watching, get ready, Australian Idol and systematically creating meaningful groups and moved the tabs under each of these groups in the relevant window. I just sat down and I took my time. I was in no rush, I was enjoying the evening, just systematically going through the tabs. I closed so many tabs and so many duplicates, and I found things that I'd lost. This was such like an amazing couple of hours, but it was worth every moment I put into it. I ended up with the 3 windows, one for each hat I wear, as I mentioned earlier, And I love this as it totally keeps me focused. I ended up with less than 80 tabs within 18 groups across these three windows. That's awesome for me because I've got a lot happening. I now know exactly where my tabs are and I no longer lose anything. Like, it's so good. I just go straight into that window, click the one that I'm working on. If I'm working on my website, I'll click that one and open up those tabs and away I go. It's so helpful. And when I finish, if I've got any, you know, extra tabs I've opened, I get rid of them and I collapse the group down. I did move about 5% to my favorites, and I did delete, get ready for it, I did delete approximately 400 tabs. God, that's terrible. Mostly duplicates or ones I no longer needed. Oh, goodness. I now work efficiently. Thank goodness for this. I keep my groups and tabs very tidy and I keep my browsers very clean. I think this saves me about 30 minutes a day, maybe even more. And it's definitely lowered my stress levels big time. My husband no longer hears me cursing from my laptop. Goodness. Anyway, give this a quick try and pass this episode on to your friends because I think, I'm not sure, but I think a lot of people suffer from this actually. Anyway, the other thing you can do is come and join me on our private Facebook group and come and share your results and tell me how this is working for you. I'm really interested. Now, to recap on this really simple thing that you can do to improve your online world. Number one, work out how many windows you need based on how many hats you wear. 2, create groups for the tabs you need to keep open. 3, move all your tabs into those groups and collapse them. 4, move all other URLs to your favorites or bookmarks. Spending time setting up your online browsers will save you so much time and frustration. This will enable you to stress less, work less, and spend more time with those you love. And even a bit of nurture time for you, because I think that's a bit of a tickety-boo, that one. So I'm really excited for you to apply this quick win in your business and in life. All the best and have a great day. I hope you loved today's episode and it provides value to you and your business. There are 2 quick things you can do to pay it forward. 1, share this episode with other women you know and love. And 2, take 30 seconds to leave a review on Apple Podcast. This will enable more women in business to receive this valuable information. Let's share the love. Finally, go to quickwinsforbusiness.com, get your free business checklist, and join our private Facebook community, where I'll be sharing additional quick win tools. Let's work together. Join me here next week with another exciting episode sharing more quick wins for your business. Have a great day.